once was a herd of elephants. And they all say,
do it again.
Oh, no, I can't do it again because then Daddy may have an aneurysm.
Charlie Hinton could afford to give his son everything.
Princeton for preschools.
You say this Chapman is the best, right? It's the best. Our son gets the best.
But everything is about to change.
We're shutting down the whole division.
How was your day?
I lost my J-O-B.
Bye, baby. I'll be at the office.
Okay, well, just make sure you call us and let us know when you're coming back. We'll be here waiting, just the two of us.
From Revolution Studios.
I need a job, a real job.
Fry cook.
Desperate times.
Someone opened a decent daycare program around here. They make a killing.
Call for desperate measures.
A daycare center. You and me.
You're already taking care of one. Can how much harder can 10 be?
10 times?
You know what type of responsibility that is?
Yes, and I'll be just as careful with them as I am with Ben.
Oh, hey, man. Don't be just rubbing your head into stuff.
Now, they're prepared to go.
I give it 3 days.
Where no daddy has gone before.
Can't men do anything that women can do?
No. No, we can't.
This season.
Welcome to Daddy Daycare.
Don't panic, because they like animals. They can smell fear.
The fucking movie just kept going on and on and on. It would not fucking end. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. When does this shit end?
I was kind of looking at that, too. I'm like, how long is this movie?
I looked it up, too, and it said an hour, exactly an hour and a 92 minutes, an hour and a half. And I look up there and just like, this shit feels like, I don't know, is it because it's hitting the same movie cliches we already know and seen, but this movie should just be called Cliche the Movie, because it literally hits every sappy, soapy cliche in every fucking history book. I was like,
yeah, every kid movie cliche too.
Oh my god, and that's the thing, not just kid movie, we talking about kid movie back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
I ain't seen kid movies in the 2000s do better than this shit that we just saw. Oh my god. Oh god.
Was this?
Disney is probably looking at this and going, damn, even we don't do this shit.
Was this movie the downfall of Eddie Murphy?
What came out first? Was it Pluto Nash?
Pluto Nash.
I don't remember what came out first, to be honest. The downfall of Eddie Murphy, or was it a Haunted Mansion or some shit?
It
like
came
that,
out
or?
The same time as us, or the same year.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. You know, it's been so long now that I don't even fucking remember. And you know that they had the audacity. Okay, people, you know what? Welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 62. I am the Phenomenal One, MoviesportsPodcast.com.
This is Z from TheFanCritic.com.
And like I was about to say, they had the audacity to make a sequel to this shit.
Without Murphy.
Yeah, with Cuba Gooding Jr. instead.
Yeah.
They called it Eddie Day Camp. And it's got the same goddamn poster. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck this movie, man.
Well, the only good thing about it, I never saw Eddie Day Camp, but it's kind of bad when the kids are probably better actors than the lead.
Kids were fucking horrible in this movie. They were so annoying. It almost felt like the director said, let's just have them say a bunch of baby talk and everybody's gonna be like, oh, isn't that cute? They were so fucking annoying. I was just like, somebody shut that nappy head little nigga up right now.
The only kid I liked in this movie was the smart girl.
Who acted as if she was smart and then times out she the bitch can't even read.
Yeah. That's the only one I actually liked.
I hated that bitch, dude. She's annoying. She's getting on my fucking nerves or whatever.
And then the one kid wanted to be the Flash.
Be a whore.
The kid wanted to be the Flash. I'm like, you could have been a better superhero.
Yeah, you could have been anybody. Especially when you don't even know your heroes are villains and shit like that.
Yeah, nobody knows that, though.
And then who doesn't see the cliche of him taking that costume and saying, I want to be me or whatever. And just like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. You gotta be fucking... Why the fuck would Eddie Murphy sign up for some shit like this? I don't get it. But then again, like you said, this is one of the movies that was starting his downfall. I'm trying to remember what came out first. I really don't remember because 2003, I think he had like 3 movies out that year, didn't he?
I'm looking. Well, Haunted Mansion came out first. And
okay,
a year
that was the start then.
I think, when was the whole hooker thing with him?
I think it was early 2000s.
Oh, so maybe he had
you
a
know, I think it was... I think it was 2005, maybe? I could be off.
So maybe he's doing all these kids movies to re-image himself.
No, because remember after these kids ones he did, which was in the 2003, he went off to do Norbit. And that wasn't a kids movie. I don't give a fuck how many people try to say it was a kids movie. The language and the tone used, they even got two fucking pimps in there. It's not a kid movie.
That's not an anybody movie.
I don't know who the fuck movie that was. Fuck that movie, man. That movie can go to hell. That movie can go fuck.
He did do Dreamgirls, though.
He wouldn't star that motherfucker, though.
Nominated for an Oscar.
I don't like Dreamgirls that much, so.
Nah, I've never seen the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those. I don't care about those fucking old black singing movies and shit like that or whatever, because they follow the same goddamn routine and shit, too.
That's kind of what this movie did.
Daddy Dick. Oh, fuck this, man. Fuck this movie.
You picked this. Don't forget that.
Man, I didn't think it was this fucking bad. I remember it was bad. You know why? Because I hated Pluto Nash so goddamn much I forgot about this movie. That's why.
This, it's been a long time since I've seen this movie.
Man, the last Eddie Murphy movie I recall seeing was my number one hated movie of 2012. Was a thousand words or whatever the fuck, a thousand
well,
words.
Well, we just did Coming in America, like what, back in December?
Yeah, but that was in the 80s. That was back when Eddie Murphy was relevant with his comedy. Now his comedy is just making faces and looking like a goddamn buffoon.
He hasn't done anything. He hasn't done anything in a couple years.
Yeah, he did something in 2012.
Well, worse, okay, 13 and 14, he's got nothing on his bio. Coming out.
I don't mean shit. Oh, what the fuck? You said a couple of years. It takes almost a year to make a movie or whatever. Ain't nobody looking for Eddie Murphy right now. Come on, shit. Nobody's not. He got his all-coming trilogy coming out with triplets with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito coming back. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's in the works right now.
Nobody's looking for Eddie Murphy.
I want to fucking see that goddamn movie. That's the stupidest fucking idea ever. Shit.
Well, isn't he, like, in talks of doing, like, a Beverly Hills Cop TV show?
He didn't want to be in it, from what I'm mistaken. I know he didn't. He didn't want to.
It's work.
I'm glad he didn't want to be a part of it because I don't even fucking want to see that shit. I don't want to see anything that involved Eddie Murphy or whatever, especially after a thousand words when the motherfucker doesn't talk and yet he's still so goddamn annoying.
Is it that bad?
How can you not talk and still be annoying?
Is it really that bad?
Oh, it's fucking horrible, man. It's. That motherfucker is just sticking you with every goddamn knife of the way. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. I was just looking at that movie. I was like, yeah, this is up there with Norbit for me.
Wow.
I fucking hated that movie. That movie despised every fucking piece of me or whatever. It is the most annoying, dumbfounded thing I ever could have fucking seen in my life or whatever. It is one of the worst films of the decade.
You get over Movie 43 and inappropriate comedy?
Movie 43, I don't give a fuck about it. I don't know why people keep bringing that movie up and shit. It's like, yeah, you people went to go fucking see it, though, because you gave it enough fucking money. That's for damn sure. Well, it's got my boy Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman can't act. Let's just be real. Come on, now.
if he's not in front of a green screen, the fucker can't act.
Let's just say this. What's the most memorable thing you remember Hugh Jackman from?
Just Wolverine, that's it.
Yeah, Wolverine, and that movie sucks. So, people, I want to tell you this right now. There's a reason why those two Wolverine movies suck. It ain't because of just the movie itself. It's because the actor is boring as Wolverine. There you go.
And why do you think X-Men First Class was so successful? Hint?
Why do you know what? And David Beach fans, for that matter, because that motherfucker is not on screen, okay? Don't nobody give a fuck about him. Jesus Christ. That is not the Wolverine that we all know and love or whatever. That Wolverine is boring, okay?
Isn't the real Wolverine's like a monster, isn't he?
Well, he used to be. Now he's kind of like a mix. Well, now he's kind of more Xavier these days. Cyclops is more the monster.
But
Cyclops is more of a cross between Xavier and Magneto.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cyclops has a very good character. You would never know that about him, but, watch it. You would think that he just cries and bitch and, mysteriously vanishes for about two movies. Other than that, no.
Yeah. But fucking Daddy Daycare.
Daddy fucking Daycare.
This is like a perfect kids movie, though. Just showing the kids go wild.
Is it really? Because I had a kid at my place out here or whatever, and that motherfucker was not interested in this. He's like, "When we gonna play games?"
How old was he?
Huh?
How old was he?
8.
Oh my god! I think that's the demographic for this movie.
The demographic for this movie is 3 years old.
I think newborn.
Yeah, that's a newborn. Who the fuck is the demographic for this? Not a goddamn soul. That's who it is. When you got an 8-year-old saying, "When is this movie over? I want to play games." you got a kid that's dressing up like a Flash. You got another kid telling me in my ear, "When is this gonna be over? I should never came over here."
You forced him to watch the movie.
Hmm?
You forced him to watch it.
Well, technically, I forced him to watch the ending with me.
Oh.
Because I was running errands yesterday, so I just decided to sit in the car and let the wife do all the shit or whatever, and I just watched, like, I got about a good 30 minutes of the movie in the car, and then next thing I was watching on my phone in the car or whatever, and I was trying to turn the volume down every time somebody passed by the window. I was just like, I don't want them to see what I'm watching.
It's not a porn.
Because I'm sorry, the kids in here were talking so goddamn retarded. I didn't want nobody thinking, "Why is this grown ass black man watching some baby shit right now?" Whatever.
Like the one kid that was just talking Klingon.
Oh yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, every time somebody passed by the car, it was always somebody going, "I don't know how to read," and I was just like, "Oh Jesus Christ!" Oh fuck me, man. If anything, the kid with the Klingon was the least annoying out of all of them because he only appeared on screen 2 times.
You know who the one girl that had the phone around her neck was?
What around? Oh, the phone? Wasn't it the same chick that you said you liked?
Who?
You said the kid or the girl?
No, the little kid with the phone around her neck.
Around her neck?
She was calling 911.
Yeah, that was the chick that didn't know how to read, right?
No.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was only one bitch in there with glasses. Shit.
No, she didn't have glasses on.
Oh, that shows how much I paid attention.
But, that's,
the first thing, she did have glasses on. I do remember that. When she was standing by the stairway.
Yeah, that girl, yeah. This other girl was, like, blonde. She was, like, taller.
I know which one you're talking about. I don't recall seeing her with the phone. But
That's Dakota Fanning's sister.
I don't give a fuck.
She's in Super 8.
I don't even give a fuck about Dakota Fanning, so. So, yeah. Fuck Dakota Fanning.
And what was the point of having Regina King in here? Because I'm not going to say a big star, she's somewhat of a name, and she just seemed wasted.
Just so Eddie Murphy can have a hot wife again, that's it. I mean, he runs the Adam Sandler treatment. I get a hot wife and I can act like a goddamn fool. Nothing wrong with that, right? Because in 1,000 Words, he was married to Kerry Washington.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, so it's just like, that nigga always finds a hot black woman to marry in these goddamn movies.
Well, I think he's running out of black women to marry in a movie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I think he's running out of black women that just want to be around his ass.
Probably that, too.
I mean, when you hear the name Eddie Murphy, you used to jump to that name, like, oh, hell yeah, I'll do it. Don't you want to read the script yet? No, hell no, it's Eddie Murphy, of course I want to do it. Nowadays, just like Eddie Murphy or whatever. My car broke down.
It's like the Ebola virus right now.
Unless you're an old, retired black person that hasn't been in camera for a while, and he'll bring you back somehow or whatever. But how about a plot synopsis?
Daddy Daycare. Directed by Steve Carr, starring Eddie Murphy, Jeff Garlin, who I actually do like Jeff Garlin. He is actually pretty funny.
Fuck that guy.
Steve Yeun, Regina King.
She wasn't funny in this movie.
Angelica Houston. Came out 2003. Box budget $60 million.
Yeah,
all right,
well...
That had to be all Murphy.
What do you expect, I mean?
He got paid $59 million to do this movie.
Christ, man.
Box office.
Then you bring up this director, man. You know he's done, like, such great classics. Like, you just named one, Movie 43. He did Paul Blart. Oh, God. And he did, the worst Friday movie here, which is Next Friday, so...
Oh, he did Are We Done Yet? The sequel.
Man, fuck this guy.
The sequel nobody freaking asked for at all.
Man, this dude did. Okay. He did Movie 43, which is one of the worst segments I thought of the film. And then he did Paul Blart Mall Cop. My God. My God, man.
Which segment did he do?
You know what? I definitely could see Paul Blart Mall Cop in this movie in the same category as that fat son of a bitch Eddie Murphy was teamed up in this movie. He was a ripoff of that Paul Blart son of a bitch, Kevin James.
Yeah, okay.
They were the same goddamn kid. I mean, seriously, you could have just made that son of a bitch shorter, and I would have been like, oh, it's Kevin James before Kevin James got started. That's nice. Another fat, dopey white guy that just does a bunch of stupid shit and falls on his ass for now. I mean, obviously, Eddie Murphy is going to be the comedic relief because, you know why? He has a fat sidekick, so why not let him be the guy that gets knocked on the ground and on his ass for the rest of the movie? It's like,
I was kind of surprised they didn't, pick on him for the fat, being fat. You know what I mean?
Kids didn't pick on him at all, but that's the thing, whatever.
Did he want to promote bullying?
Did he want to promote bullying where between kids because they were trying to make a cereal called Veggios? Yeah.
Now, one, you know this movie's fucked when you try to force kids to eat vegetables for breakfast.
Who the fuck with the Veggios? Come on now.
Nobody would eat it. Vegetarians probably wouldn't eat that.
Oh, hell no, they'd be like, ew, what the hell is this? If you got a bunch of 3-year-olds spitting cereal going like, oh, this is nasty, that tells you a lot right there, okay?
Yeah, it tells you a lot about the movie.
I love how Eddie Murphy keep giving himself these glamorous jobs. So.
What was his, he was an ad executive?
I don't know what the fuck his job title was. I guess he worked in public relations and shit.
Okay. But...
continue your plot.
It's about, like, what we just said. He's a marketing exec, and he's laid off, and he starts a daycare, because...
I like how he gets laid off, though, for a segment that he didn't even want to do. They gave it to him. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
Ain't that a bitch? It's like, you... because they say it in the movie, he's just like... he's like, you're the one that stuck me on the Veggio thing, or whatever, and shit like that. I'm just trying to make it work, or whatever. He's like... yeah, we're going to have to lay off some people. He's like, well, where are we going to get transferred at? He's like, yeah, you're part of that 300 people. Getting I'm like, ain't that a bitch?
But pretty much when he Sweet opens...
people, don't take assignments, even if you get offered to them.
Yeah. You might as well just quit. It's not going to work.
Exactly. Just whatever you're doing at your job, if you feel the urge, you want to do something else, you get into it, just stay where you're at. Don't fucking get an urge to do any goddamn thing, because if you try something new, you'll get laid off.
Or open up your own daycare.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Doesn't Chicago John have a daycare?
Just for his own child, that's it.
Oh. Kids. His own children.
Yeah, his own children. His own legitimate children. Shit like that, whatever. Hey, where's your baby at?
I don't have a baby.
Oh, thank God for you.
Now, this kid you were watching the movie with, is there something you want to tell us?
It could have been mine, yeah, but then again, he was all kind of different races, so, you know, hey.
Well, he said it was 8. You probably would have put you at, like, what, 18?
I
had
a kid at
18,
so.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, far away from my age limit.
Yeah. But, and one thing it does kind of irk me on the casting for this, Angelica Houston, she, you know, this, it's like a perfect part for her, is the creepy teacher or whatever.
Yeah.
That's like the only role she could do. She's not good looking. If she's not playing like a Disney fucking evil queen, she can't do nothing else.
That role served no fucking purpose. You know, that role, all that role did was set up a plot point you can already see happening. Like,
yeah.
Like, you already knew, like, it's like, the first 5 fucking minutes, I haven't seen the movie since it fucking came out, like I said, that's back in 2003. But as soon as the camera came on, whatever, and they showed this school that were here, you could already predict what was going to happen. He's just looking at it like, God damn, Eddie Murphy, can you really get more any more predictable than this? I mean, shit. I mean, a lot of movies are predictable these days, at least for me. But at least their delivery of how it is better than the tension of it. But goddamn, this one, the delivery was nothing on it. So then when you see this, and it's just laid out so easily for you, as if it was written for a 3-year-old. It really had to have been, because goddamn, if an 8-year-old can't keep his attention span on this shit, the fuck make you think a grown ass man is?
And no school is gonna. If you ever they were show what they were showing in the classes.
Yeah.
No school would have that for kids 5.
What's that?
You know, it's. That's all it was, just to make her. And that just proved to make her more evil in the kids' eyes.
What city was this in?
I want to say L.A.
It didn't look like L.A. That damn show didn't look like L.A.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, I don't think that was L.A., because none of those buildings were L.A.
Could have been Chicago?
I was expecting snow. I don't know. That didn't look like no big town. That's all I got to say.
It just kind of looked like a California-style town. I don't know.
That was not California-style. Those houses were definitely not. That was East Coast-made.
Was it?
That was no Chicago or L.A. That was not a big city. I can tell you that right now. But ain't no big city look like that. That was some fucking small-ass town or something like that.
Was it Toledo?
No, hell no. I didn't say that small now. That was like some. That looked like some Atlanta shit or something like that, the way those houses were built. That fucked. I can't believe you said that was California. It don't look that good. Them houses don't look nothing like that. That looked like New Orleans or some shit like that. All those trees and shit? Come on now. California ain't got trees. We chop them down for paper.
Okay, maybe it was south. It never said. It never specified.
Now, the reason why I asked that is because. What school, and not only that, preschool, allows some teacher to be hitting them upside the head with a fucking, I don't know what the hell that pointer ruler thing was.
That's right, that's what it was, like a pointer.
I wish the bitch would have slapped my child on the head with that in front of me, and Eddie Murphy just smiles and walks away so casually with his big grinning nigga ass or whatever shit. I would have fucking took that stick from her, broke her, and be like, touch my kid again, and I'll beat the living shit out of you. What preschool has the money for this shit? Seriously.
I don't know. That's one of those things in this movie that you're just watching this and it's like, it's how highly unbelievable it is. They're teaching these kids 5 different languages. Well, 4 extra different languages.
SAT prep.
SAT prep, and they're 5-year, it's preschool. You gotta learn the alphabet, that's it, and counting.
You know another thing that's back, preschool is pretty much daycare, let's be real. Daycare with learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know another thing that's unrealistic about this, I've made a joke about this 3 times already in a review, but one of the bitches couldn't even read. That goes to show you that this school really wasn't doing a good job.
Yeah.
All these kids had all these goddamn problems and shit like that. And most of it was learning-wise or whatever. And that just goes to show you, these parents are wasting their goddamn money, because they never said how much they was paying a month, but Regina King made a joke saying, oh, is this how much you pay a year? And she's like, oh, no, this is a month. And she looked at them and was like, whoa.
And they started paying it, because he was obviously there for a while.
I think it was like 6 months later or some shit like that?
6 weeks, because... He said he's going to find a job in 6 weeks.
That's right, it did say 6 weeks. So 6 weeks, so I guess he was there for, what, 2 months then?
About, yeah.
That motherfucker, I don't know how much it was, but I've been to private school before. They charge an arm and leg, so apparently Eddie Murphy, what? Like, they try to set up, like, oh, we're low on money thing. You never want to see that in this movie.
No,
you never want to see them struggle.
Just, oh, they're in this big fucking house. Looks like it's, like, 5 rooms.
Mercedes,
a van.
I mean,
was that a colonial house? Was that a colonial house?
The very next scene where they talk about, oh, we need to save money and stuff like this. He opens up a daycare. Not to mention, got to pay for the license and shit like that.
Oh, and you see when she walked in and the whole room was filled with toys.
Filled with toys and shit. But another thing is, they went straight to the goddamn grocery store and just started throwing shit in the basket and stuff like that. I was just like, didn't y'all just set up in the scene before that y'all was broke?
Yeah. And she even said herself, she passed the bar when she was pregnant, but she never practiced law. So, obviously, she never had a job.
No, I'm assuming, other than, like, part-time, or if she did something like that in school.
Maybe out of the house.
Very next scene, her ass had a job.
Yep.
As a lawyer, too.
And I don't think an ad exec is going to be making a shitload. They're probably making about $60,000 maybe a year.
A little eight higher, about 80-90.
80-90?
Yeah, at least in LA.
Well, he's a failed ad exec there because we saw what he was doing.
I mean, they're coming up with shit like Veggio. I mean, you got one guy who was making it because he was selling chocolate again. That's what the fuck they want, shit. Oh, the ending was so... Oh, the ending pissed me off, too. I was getting upset about it. I was like, man, God, you fucking cliche son of a bitch.
Yeah. You know what's weird, though?
Dude, it was fucking bothering me just how you can catch on to this shit so quickly. Like, at the end of the movie, people... Eddie Murphy gets a job opportunity because he came up with an idea for cotton candy cereal and shit like that. So they decided to make that. Since it was his idea, they hired him back on or whatever, put him right back on the executive stuff. And he's like, I gotta do this because it's gonna make the money we need to pay bills. Not to mention his wife's a lawyer. I don't know why lawyers in the 21st century try to act like they broke these days.
Yeah, sure. They make a shitload of money.
Yeah, every lawyer I know, they always try to make it seem like, oh, I need to do this cheaper or something. It's like, how much do you make a year? Why are you worried about that? But yeah, and then you see them get in their car and you just be looking at them like, oh, okay. Okay.
And I think on the lawyer's salary, they could have survived.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, no, lawyer, hell yeah. But then again, I guess that goes back to what firm she works at.
She could have been a paralegal.
Paralegal ain't making... I mean, they're making the standard. I mean, but...
She like, could have, you know, she just said lawyer.
Sold that house.
I don't know. That's why they're...
Paralegal don't make that much, especially if they in some small-ass town. I mean, shit.
I mean, we're not nitpicking here, people. This shit is... They go from one scene, like, over broke. Next scene. Oh, they got all the money in the world.
We're spinning this shit like crazy now. We're spending this shit like crazy. And I'm telling you right now, this wasn't no big city because you never once see any of the monument buildings or anything like that.
No, you don't. It's true. That's why I don't know where it really is.
So it couldn't have been L.A., Chicago, or anything like that. So, shit. This shit could have been in Utah for all I know.
Probably.
So yeah, like you said, piss broke. Next know it. Not only do they pay for a license to open up this daycare and shit like that, but they spend money on getting supplies and shit like that together. And then all of a sudden, he's able to hire three people just to fucking pay them off. Like, how much was he making in this goddamn daycare?
And they never said. They never said.
Knocking it over the head, too. Like I don't imagine you don't make much in a daycare. And all he had was 9 kids to start with in the first fucking place.
And I'm guessing he's getting paid weekly.
Yeah. What, like $50?
And they already said Garland, he lived in a 2-bedroom apartment. So that's not, well, depending on what city it is, you know, that could be cheap. $500-$600 bucks a month.
Is that really how much an apartment is for 2-bedroom?
Well, I'm trying to determine on what city it is. That's a big thing.
I could be renting it. Oh, shit.
You just got a new place.
Hey, shit. Wow, alrighty then. Yeah. Plus, you never meet his wife, so.
Yeah, you do.
Who, Jeff Garland?
Yeah.
Do you really? Oh, yeah, that's right, you do meet her, whatever.
She's the redhead, I believe.
But you never see what she does for a living.
No, she could be a whore for all we know.
Yeah, she probably was a whore, because she only appeared in the movie once.
Yeah.
Just like Regina King was, all she was the only thing she could do was walk in the door and say, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, that's all she was good for. That was probably like a day's work for her.
Yeah, exactly. It literally was a day's work for her and shit.
And she gets...
But that ending pissed me the fuck off because it goes off on that part where, okay, they say I gotta shut down the daycare, I'm not making the money, plus we need to open up a bigger facility, which I'm gonna get into that later. That actually pissed me off. and then I go back to my job. Okay, first of all, I don't see why you need to set up the explanation why you need to go back to this job. Okay, you explain this to a 3-year-old. That just goes to show me right there. You're trying to be friends with your kids and not be a parent. That's what you're thinking
about. And were they trying to make like a 3-year-old was like a adult?
You know how they try to do it.
The way he was talking, and then he pretty much hypocrites himself with the school.
they try to make them like they're equal and shit.
Yeah, but then he hit. Then he said that you want to teach your kids. When he's at the school at the end, he goes, "Don't treat him like an adult." So he pretty much was a hypocrite.
Oh my god! Then why are you taking advice from this 3-year-old?
I'm not gonna say his kid was kind of annoying. Big time.
It's fucking annoying, dude. I'm telling you, whatever. He had the nigga naps going. Somebody need to brush his head, too. Shit. Another thing, too. He's sitting up here taking advice from a 3-year-old. He's probably making $100 a week from each of these kids. So, you know, but well, I guess that's not bad. Then $900 for... he probably could be making more than that, but I don't know. But then you got to split it with the two other guys. You're making about $325, $350 or some shit like that each a week.
Yeah, and then the Marvin just... I don't know. He quits his job at the ad place to work with them.
Did he quit his job?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
He spent so much time there. I'm assuming.
Because they said they laid off 300 people in Eddie Murphy's department, whatever. But Marvin, like you said, he worked in the mailroom. But out of nowhere, you see another scene where he's just dropping off paychecks. Which, so I'm assuming he still did work there.
Then he just never went back.
He just never fucking went back. And then when they bring it up, they're going back. He's like, no, I'm not going back to that. I'm just like, what? I'm confused now. Did you get laid off with them or not?
He just kind of showed up like buddies, and then he just never left.
Oh, God. Back to that ending, though. So, we set up this premise here that A. Murphy's like, I need this job to make the money to pay the bills and stuff like that. Because they only had like 76 cents in their fucking bank account. And the daycare shit wasn't working because the more kids they get, they'd have to open up a bigger facility, which they didn't have the money for. And like he said, they had a fundraiser for it, but they didn't even hit a dent in that budget they needed. Mm-hmm. I remember when they were showing the money on the table, shit, I was like, it looked like a bunch of dollar bills and shit. How much was y'all charging people?
I know.
So, we get to this scene. Well, if Eddie Murphy just sells this fucking product that he came up with, it could probably put him back in status of set his checking account right back where it needs to be, right?
Yeah.
And we get in this scene where he looks at a fucking photo that his son drew of him and his dad as stick figures and shit, and then he goes like, you guys don't know what this cereal does to people. Get some cavities and high sugar and stuff like that. I was just like, oh my god, here we go with a life lesson now of the movie. I was like, you gotta be shitting me.
And he was going into detail, too, about that shit.
Going in like he was doing a fucking ad help for goddamn the FCC or some shit like that, or whatever, just saying. Like he was working for the dentist administration or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Causes cavities, it makes their sugar rise level, whatever, it knocks them out, whatever, puts them out. And then they just look at him like, this is your idea. Why the fuck you care? Why do you care about that right now? Shit. Who cares? Now all of a sudden Eddie Murphy has some goddamn touchy spot whatever to these goddamn kids and shit like that. It's like Jesus Christ.
And then he takes the kids from the schools and doesn't tell the parents, pretty much kidnaps them.
Yeah, pretty much, because the parents don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't even know what's going on at this point. I'm just like, wow, these parents just let these this grown ass man just take the kids and shit like that. Another thing is too, wouldn't you just sell the fucking product?
Yeah,
I wouldn't have no fucking backwards conscience of not selling that product. I don't give a fuck how many pictures my kid would draw. Because this goes back to saying, what difference will it make if you promote this box right here compared to the 20 other fucking boxes on the shelf?
Oh, you're very true. I mean, I'm not very keen on candy cereal. That's just going to taste weird, but...
Yeah.
God... That's just like, that's like, seriously, like you pretty much, he said they double the salary.
Yeah.
And that's
double
all he
salary.
Has to do is to make this sell, and he's going to be fucking rich, and then the...
Which they set up in this movie, when you sell sweet shit, because they did it 3 times in this movie, you sell sweet shit, it buys like crazy.
And then, I want to say it was the first day they were back, he quit.
Quit just because he looked at some stupid ass ugly photo that his fucking nappy headed kid drew.
Nappy headed.
I would have sold that fucking cereal because it, someone told me the other day, I had to look at her like she was fucking crazy. So I was washing my cup or whatever and shit, right? And I left the water on for about a quick second because I just wanted to grab a paper towel. You know, it's because I was going to put my hands in the water and just wash my hands off real quick. The lady came up to me and said, "We're in a water drought." I looked at her and was like, "And?"
And?
So you know what I told her? I said, "Why don't you go tell that to UCLA, who just spilled over dozens of water right now and shit. I highly doubt by me leaving this faucet on for 3 extra seconds is really going to determine whether or not we're going to have water by the end of the day."
Yeah. UCLA just got a shitload of water in their facility.
Water fucking problem and shit like that. Toledo's water is poison right now, so far.
I still haven't drank that shit.
They said it was clear. I heard it.
I still do not trust that shit.
I don't trust that shit either.
Bottled water.
Dude, when you told me about it, because it's all over the LA Times. It's all up in there. I was reading it. And I saw how green that shit was. I was just like, whoa.
Did it look like old Nickelodeon shit?
Man, that shit looked like some Nickelodeon slime for your ass. The Hulk wouldn't even drink that shit. He'd be like, "That shit greener than me." Then the mayor, the next day, said, "It's clean. I'm going to drink it." I'm just like, "Yeah, I when your mayor die tomorrow, don't say nothing."
It's like Slimer jizzed in it.
Yeah, like some Ghostbusters shit. I would not drink. So that just goes right there. If we're in a war, if the country is in such a water drought right now, whatever, don't fucking come to me for leaving a goddamn faucet on for 3 seconds. They'd be like, "Don't you want to help the environment?" I'm one person out of a billion.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell, by me turning the faucet off in 3 seconds, is going to help save us some water? Same thing goes for this story here. You're in a little ass city where, meanwhile, the whole fucking country is marketing sugar ass cereals and shit. And not just cereal, sugar ass treats and shit like that as well. You really think just by you, "Oh, this is wrong. I'm going to stand up for my rights and then go live with my son now" and shit like that. You really think just because you don't market your fucking cereal, they not going to market it themselves and put it on the shelf?
Mm-hmm.
Other parents ain't going to buy it?
Yeah, it's bad script writing. Bad storytelling on the director's part. That's the director's part for storytelling.
You said bad script, and then you corrected yourself with bad storytelling. I completely agree with that. Not that the script is bad, because the script is bad. The storytelling of it is just, it's fucking horrible, though.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of, every other scene just kind of negated itself. I mean, this is the same guy that's fucking, he wrote RV and a Shaggy Dog.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Did you find this story compelling at any? I mean, did you care about any of like the dramatic turns it tried to take or anything?
There's dramatic turns.
He tried to set it up like it was.
Like the Flash kid goes missing.
Oh Jesus Christ!
That would have been an interesting. That would have been an interesting story arc right there. Someone abducted Flash.
But we've seen this story so many fucking times. It's like they're competing against a heavy, higher hierarchy here, or whatever, shit like that. They fuck up at first, and then next you know it, they start to understand where the kids are coming from because these kids have problems. And then the next scene is a montage of them all getting along and working out together and shit like that. And then next you know it, he loses the kid somehow, and then he goes back to them, and they become bigger and better. Like you said, money problems. I didn't think money get fixed the very next scene to the part where they were able to buy that bigger place.
Yeah.
Like, he literally just quit that job. Like you said, he got it back that day. He just literally quit that job. So he didn't get a fucking thing. He didn't get no paycheck or nothing like that. And literally, the very next scene, he's talking about, "Come on back, Daddy Daycare is open." He takes the same 13 kids he had, and then very next fucking scene, he's opening up a bigger spot.
And hired new people.
Hired new people at that too, and actually, you know, it's just kids all over the place now. But you know what? I think I saw more adults than kids.
I did too.
Yeah, but
and what was the deal? This is one of the things. This kind of irked me when they were the very first day of Daddy Daycare. All the moms were like, "Oh no, you guys are guys, no."
Oh.
That really kind of irked me a little bit.
That was some sexist shit.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
It was retarded sexist, too. It wasn't even, like, good sex. It was just like, oh, you guys are guys? And then, like, it was the first time I've ever agreed with Eddie Murphy in a long time. It was just like, well, what did you think it's... I mean, the flyer clearly says Daddy Daycare.
They thought they were child molesters. Like, what?
Every woman that kept coming up, oh, you're sickos, you're child molesters, whatever. And it's just like, oh, okay, what the fuck? Why can't... Well, I don't get why. Why can't they make a daddy daycare? And then the one chick came up, I forgot the kid she had, whatever. I guess it was the one that was being Klingon, right?
Yeah.
You know, the one that I can't remember his name. Was it Tommy or some shit like that? Or
I don't care.
Who gives a fuck or whatever? She's like, what's wrong with you women? Are you guys sexist or something like that? Or then everybody just goes like... And then she said, aren't you guys up for empowerment, whatever? Why can't women and men do what women do? Women can do what men do, whatever. And then they just all reluctantly just said, well, when you put it that way, let's sign up. And I'm just like, isn't that the same thing these two grown-ass men were saying right here? What kind of shit was this?
Yeah. And we're... And
I,
all, and
I completely agree with you. That scene took me out a little bit. I completely agree with you on that one. That scene really...
And what was weird...
The coffin as far as the middle.
And what was weird, all these kids... We're at the same fucking expensive preschool.
I'm telling you, this was a small town.
And what? Remember when they were going to all the preschools?
Yeah.
Like, the Touch of Heaven or Eden, whatever. And then the basement one, which
that
they...
basement shit.
And I'm like... And he even said, I'm like... I was going to bring it up if they didn't say anything, but he did say we should call somebody about this. Then one with the cops, which that was just not funny and just seemed stupid.
Yeah, because they didn't even show anything. They just drove off and that was the end of it. I was just like,
it could have been the house next door. We don't know.
To me, all the houses look the same.
They did.
I mean, you know what? Was this even made in the city or was it made in a studio? These are set pieces.
Oh, you think this was set? Well, $60 million, and Eddie Murphy's not cheap.
Nowadays, back then he wasn't around this time, no.
Yeah.
Around this time, yeah.
And this was...
Clumps was still coming out and shit like that, so...
This could have been a set. This had to have been a set. Now that I think about it.
No, this looked like no town I've ever seen before, whatever. I mean, those houses look... Those houses... You know, right, this movie was made in 2003. I've been to every major city in the fucking country, whatever. I have not yet to see houses that look like that, whatever, still... The early 2000s. That shit looked like those were early 90 houses.
Maybe
what's up with Eddie Murphy and his fucking movies now or whatever shit? They always seem like they're out of date, like these things been sitting on the shelf.
Maybe like, this movie was filmed in the 90s. Nobody picked it up.
Because, what's 1,000 Words? That movie was sitting on the shelf for years.
I remember reading about that.
It's so out of date.
Wasn't Tower Heist his other movie with Stiller? Didn't that sit on the shelf forever too?
I think it was for 2 years, though.
That's a long time in movie time. 2 years is a long time to be really...
That is a long time.
To be outdated, yeah, it is. But,
1,000 Words was on shelf since 2007.
5 years? I'm surprised they didn't just kill it.
I think they released that movie, too, is because that was when they were talking about Eddie Murphy might have been hosting that Oscar that year.
Oh, so they had to get his name out there.
So they just probably stuck that fucking movie out there. Just say, hey, here it goes. So.
Well, that was a spring release movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it came out like, in March, maybe, or something like that?
Yeah, that's usually like...
March or... It came out like right before the Oscars, like a month before the Oscars, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, whatever. I've never seen it. I don't want to watch that movie.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, don't watch that movie. Fuck that dude's career now.
I was going to say, bring up Steve Zahn, who I actually like, but he's very hit and miss. It depends on who he's really teamed. It's kind of like the Mark Wahlberg effect. Mark Wahlberg can't do shit by himself, but when he's paired up with someone really good, he brings his shit. Steve Zahn's the same way. And this one, he is just a goofy fuck. And he's a lot better actor than this.
Yeah. It seemed like, hey, his joke was, let's make him a nerd.
And not just a typical nerd. They went full blown effect nerd on this shit.
Well, he sure did pick his career up. The last thing I remember seeing him in was Dallas Buyers Club. So
yeah. So I'm just saying that he's.
But I will say this though, the woman he was hooking up with.
Oh my god! Did you see when you know her son was that Jaden Smith?
Man, it looked like it. But you know, the only thing that why I said it wasn't is because he was too light.
Too light.
Yeah, he was too light.
Oh, the hair was the same.
What race was she though? That's what I was trying to figure out.
I think she was caramel, so just light skinned black.
I don't know her name in the movie, so I can't even. I don't even know.
Kelly.
I don't even give a fuck.
It was Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. Oh, okay.
Because I remember she said she just stopped breastfeeding, and then she walked down, and her boobs were like, you can see her like, her chest. I'm like, god damn, she's hot. She was Miss California.
Oh, God, just found a photo. Oh, Lord, she got green eyes, too. Yeah, you can definitely tell in the photo and stuff like that, whatever, the green eyes and shit like that. But, yeah, she is fine. And I was just like, oh, wow, typical, this is a typical story or whatever. The nerd dude just finds a hot chick out of nowhere, and then they just ultimately connect with each other for some odd-ass reason.
Oh, she was in that Baywatch boof movie or TV series. Forgot about that. And then also Lacey Chabert, who's hot too. She played
That's the thing about these. That's the thing about these horrible ass comedy films is they always find hot women to be in them. Because I think all the women, most of the women that appear on screen were hot.
Well, you got to think though. Well, except Angelica Houston, but you got to think though that well, if there's a big star attached to it, young like Lacey Chabert, she's never going to be a star like the. Star movie. She's always going to be second or third fiddle. And she's always, so she's always, these are, what?
Unless she's in some B movie.
Yeah, yeah, like a straight TV movie.
Yeah.
So this is the part that, you know, they're going to get. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's never going to be a star, so the hot girls who know they're not going to get stars are going to be going on begging for parts like this.
Oh yeah, and plus Eddie Murphy can get them in the studio. Eddie Murphy can get them for cheap or whatever. And at this time, who would turn down an Eddie Murphy film?
Early 2000s, no one. Because Shrek was just starting off.
Eddie Murphy's name, especially when you're an unknown actor too, or actress at that time too, whatever. And you just hear, "Hey, I got the Eddie Murphy project working up. You want to be in it?" You'd be like, "Oh fuck yeah, dude!"
And I guarantee you, none of these kids knew who fucking Eddie Murphy was.
No, none of these kids definitely knew. Fuck, probably none of these adults probably knew who Eddie Murphy was.
Back in 03?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they didn't know who they was.
Be like, wait, were you Axel Foley? You Axel Foley?
Thought he was in the wheelchair. Oh, damn. You look good for your age, man. Is that Martin Lawrence? I love Bad Boys.
don't get me started on his career choices now. I just saw a preview for his next TV show.
Oh, God. Yeah, Martin Lawrence is back on TV now, too, by the way.
Which is a show that's probably going to last, like, 3 episodes and get canceled.
Yeah, him and Kelsey Grammer are working together, I guess, or some shit like that.
Yeah. I'm surprised Martin Lawrence did that, because he's got a fucking ego.
I know Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy's got into it about who was the first to put on the fucking fat suit, the fat black suit.
It was Murphy, wasn't it?
I was about to say, who gives a shit, to be honest.
Well,
are you two,
true.
Are you two really arguing about that?
I mean, Big Mama's House, that was just bad. Nutty Professor was okay, but Big Mama's House was just bad.
Yeah, Nutty Professor was. Yeah, it was not that. I mean, it was like you said, it's okay.
It was passable. It was passable.
It's forgettable, too.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is. Just like this movie's forgettable.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember a goddamn thing from this movie, to be honest, whatever, except all these goddamn cliche plot points or whatever.
The only thing I remember is Lacey Chabert and the girl that played Kelly. That's it.
Yeah, the girl that played Kelly, Layla, that's it, because she was just fine. Every time she came on screen, it's like the camera zoomed in on her and shit like that. And by the way, this looked like it was cheaply made, too, but I don't remember, I don't know if you noticed the camera angles at the end or whatever, but there were scenes that just cut off and shit like that.
That's bad editing.
I can't remember what exact scene it was. Yeah, it was some bad editing. There was a scene in here I saw where, and they literally cut the scene out and went to another scene or whatever. And I remember I started laughing, and girlfriend asked me, "Oh, why are you laughing?" And I was just like, "Cause she's like, oh, did you find something funny?" And I was like, "No, because this shit is cheap." You could tell. I was like, "Look at the angles and shit like that. How they cut it." And I was like, "Whoever edited this didn't give a fuck."
No, they're like, "I got paid."
Yeah, exactly. They said that check cleared. I'm like, "Fucking, I don't care anymore."
Hopefully, got paid.
What would you give it?
I'm gonna give it like a 1.5 stars.
5 stars?
1.5.
5?
1.5.
Cinco?
You had a count?
Shut up.
No, 1.5. Like you said, this movie's very, very. This movie's very forgettable.
Cinco de Mayo.
You need a drink after watching this movie. You can have a drinking game watching this for all the cliches.
I literally, when I got home to watch the rest of it, I literally grabbed a drink. I was just like, man, it really felt like a chore. It really did.
It did. And then even throwing Kevin Nealon's character, was this point just say loser the whole movie?
Who was Kevin Nealon?
He was the guy that sold the chocolate balls.
The dad of Kristen?
Yeah.
But he was that guy that kept reminding you that, because he was the one that sold the chocolate cereal and shit, like the sugar and stuff. He was the dad to remind you that they get paid a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
So, Eddie Murphy, shut the fuck up, take the job, do it, and just get paid that money and leave.
And was Kristen's mom hot? I couldn't tell.
I couldn't tell neither. It was at first she came in, she looked hot, but like, the camera angle on her was so bad.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Like they never, like, how they zoomed in on Kelly's face, they never did that with Kristen's mom or whatever. But from a distance, she looked great. But then when she got tanned up and shit like that, that's when they zoomed the camera in. I'm just like, I can't even tell now if, like, you know, if she was hot or not. I mean, she looks like it.
She looked like she got massive amount of surgery.
Yeah, she did or whatever.
Oh, I know who she is. You ever seen The House?
Yeah.
That was Cuddy.
Oh, jeez. Okay, she is hot then.
Not in this.
Yeah, well, hey, like I said, you can't tell this because they never give you a fucking shot to look at her. Every time she comes on screen, she just looks... By the way, when did Crispin become all light and shit?
I don't know. Maybe that was a deleted scene in the movie. I don't know.
Like, when did Eddie Murphy teach these kids all the stuff that they needed to be taught? It's like the little girl that couldn't read. Did she teach herself how to read?
If you watch the camera at the end, she's not reading. Her eyes are looking up, like, at the director.
That's what I'm about to tell you, but I was about to say that. Dude.
I noticed that. I'm like, oh, come on.
That's another reason why I laughed. You just reminded me of why I was laughing, too. There's a scene at the end of the movie where everybody's playing at the new place where, and there's supposed to be a scene where they're trying to make it believe as if she's reading that book. And she's just lip syncing, and she's looking up at the camera the whole time. I was just looking at her like, who didn't stop that and say, "Can you keep your eyes on the camera still? Like, nobody's gonna notice this." But then they probably was just like, "Nobody's gonna pay attention to that. Come on, now."
Bullshit. That's getting tweeted.
The mothers are gonna find that adorable. It's like, no. No.
This is one of the reasons, like, Crispin's a reason, he's, at the beginning, which I don't know when he changed, but I hate kids in movies, I really do. Any horror movie with kids, so this just was a fucking clusterfuck of kids. And
but this one's for me, because I'm with you on that one, it's very rare that I like a movie with kids in it that I've seen that didn't annoy me, but this one, rewatching it, I was like, this solidified why I don't like kids in movies.
And what kid were you supposed to care about?
I didn't give a fuck about none of them.
You forget about Ben. You forget about Murphy's kid halfway through.
That's what they want you to care about, too.
Yeah.
Because they kept showing up scenes with him and his dad going like... And then they tried to have this scene where Jeff Garland, Phil, he tried to say, your kid doesn't like the rocket ship, whatever, and stuff. So they try to have this scene where they set up that, like, Eddie Murphy don't know his child. And then it never goes back to that.
No, it doesn't.
Like, the very next scene, Ben is playing with the other kids and shit like that. Eddie Murphy didn't do a goddamn thing in this movie. He doesn't, like, okay, we find out that he's kid's problem. Ben can't, for some reason, he can't make friends and hang out. But then in the movie, he says, I made friends. It's like, when? When did you do that?
And then the one kid, and then Garland's kid couldn't, wasn't potty trained, and he did the cliche poopy joke where he pooped on a toilet and went everywhere.
Oh, man, he was a cliche fart joke the whole movie. That's all he did.
That, I think that's where that director got the fucking, oh, shit, that's where he got the movie 43.
Yeah, well, that was his scene, so.
That's where he got the idea. He goes, I can't think of anything. Wait, let's go to Daddy Daycare.
God damn. Is you telling me that's that director's signature trademark? Because he did the shit in Paul Blart, too.
It's Paul Blart, come on.
God damn. So you telling me this is this director's signature trade, that's his signature line, that you know it's his movie.
And he did shit in Next Friday, too.
Yeah, he did. So that's what I'm saying. Is that his signature director's?
It's gotta be.
God damn, dude. You got fucked. So the next shit joke I see, I just gotta jump to saying it might be that director.
Possibly, yeah.
Oh, God. You gotta be kidding me.
Every director has their little nicks. And that's gotta be his nick.
And we just found his hit nick. It's a farting shit joke. So you were saying about the kids now? Go on.
It's just all these kids are just a clusterfuck. You don't know who's you're supposed to be pay attention to Ben, but you don't. He's forgettable. And then they throw in these new kids that are never shown. Like where do they're like? Oh, you got 9 kids. Now you have 13. Where's these other 4 kids?
It's funny too, because you say Ben is never shown. The 2 scenes he is shown, they have a little heartfelt moment supposedly. And there's a problem between the two, so you think it's going to get solidified in the next scene, right? But like you said, then he just gets forgettable because he just blends in with the rest of the kids and shit.
Yeah, and like, and then the Flash kid just all of a sudden decides he doesn't want to be Flash anymore. I mean, nobody wants to be Flash, but, you know, also, you know, he just takes that off.
Why?
Yeah, it's never said.
Never showed or anything. It's like, okay, so apparently he never took it off. I'm assuming he never took it off because he lacked confidence or something like that.
Possible. That seems like something a kid would do. Hide.
Or maybe he's just afraid to show his face or something like that. But
maybe
what the fuck would he know? He's 3 years old.
Maybe there's more backstory to the kid. Maybe he was molested and just he feels like he wants to be a superhero. He doesn't know the fucking villains. And he doesn't know the supervillains of this. Superhero.
It was funny when they had Steve Zahn name off his villains and shit like that. I remember going in my head, not a single fucking person watch this movie know who any of them characters are. I was just like, you might as well be talking to the blind right now. Really do whatever shit.
Were you talking to the blind?
Like, of course, I know them because I fucking read the books and shit like that, but I look at them and go like, don't know if I give a fuck about none of them villains, man. My personal thing is, what the fuck made him want to be the Flash?
That's a damn good question.
The fuck did he watch? Did he say, I want to be the Flash? Did he watch the CW channel? Is this the future? We're predicting the future and shit? Did he see that, Arrow spinning off a goddamn Flash TV show? Is that what he saw?
It's possible.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Man, this movie's a fuck it. I hate this. Fuck this movie.
That's back-to-back fuck it for you.
This movie is not only a fuck it, but it's a fuck it to Eddie Murphy's career for the rest of his movies pushing on forward after this movie.
As we discussed, that's what happened. His career went downhill after this.
Oh, it went downhill after a lot of things, actually.
And you would think...
What was the 3 movies that came out again? You said it was,
We'll start in 2000. Nutty Professor 2.
Okay.
And then Shrek, which was successful.
Yeah, that was successful.
And Shrek was pretty good.
Successful, right?
Yeah, Shrek 4 wasn't as successful, but the first three are pretty. First three were pretty good.
Critically and financially successful. Yeah. You know, after that, it just stopped being critically financial.
And then he did Dr. Dolittle 2.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, there you go. You just said...
wait, I didn't... Showtime.
That came out that late? Oh, okay, I thought that came out 99.
2002, then Pluto Nash, I Spy, Daddy Daycare.
There you go, you just said it, Pluto Nash, I was right. It was Pluto fucking Nash.
Yeah, but nobody saw that movie.
Pluto Nash was fucking horrible, though.
Oh, I just... budget was $100 million, box office $7 million. I'm like, holy shit!
That's what I'm saying, man. That movie was the failure. That was the start. I just said it, Pluto Nash. It don't get no worse than Pluto fucking Nash. Pluto Nash.
Is that the biggest gap of box office and budget?
It's gotta be, because at least most movies make $30 million or something like that. I mean, even failures make at least... I mean, even the Gap of Edge of Tomorrow, at least that movie made in the $100 million or whatever. So, I mean, movies... that has to be one of the big... That has to be history making right there.
I'm looking... He has not had a lot of successful movies. If it was him on screen, nothing.
And I remember... So it was... Because Daddy Daycare was the forgettable one. It was Pluto Nash that was the one the critics was like, fuck this guy. And then Norbit came out, and then Norbit is the one where everybody was like, oh, fuck, except for black people. Black people apparently like the fucking movie. I remember when I saw it, I was like, I hate it, but I don't hate it as everybody else does. Then I rewatched it again, and I was like, you know what, I hate it more than people do.
It still tripled its profit.
That's because black people are the fuck out that movie. They love that goddamn movie.
Why?
I have no fucking idea. They found that shit to be hilarious. I remember people telling me. There was one guy I knew that was a black guy who ever hated the movie, though. He told me, I was just like, oh, good. Yeah, so he's just like, it was the stupidest thing I've ever saw and shit. He's like, Eddie Murphy ain't funny. And then every other person was telling me how fucking hilarious it was and shit like that. They were like, oh, they had these pimps in there. And I was just like, why were there pimps in there? Then Eddie Murphy had this Asian dude pretty much took it from the Michael Bay realm.
What?
I was like, oh, okay. Alright. Yeah, this movie's a fucking... It's a long way Eddie Murphy's career for the 2000s.
Is there anything that can bring his career back? Do you see him doing anything?
His project is Triplets. He talking shit like that, then no.
Do you think he'd have to go back to his, like, raunchy Eddie Murphy Raw type shit?
No. This is comedy... I think one of the problems with him is his comedy never adapted with the times.
No, he was a pure 80s comedian.
Yeah, and I don't think he's ever adapted. Like, an 80s comedic way of adapting is just by doing kids' movies. And it's like, and just taking your cussing out and stuff like that. That's not adapting. That's just staying relevant, financially stable.
And it's playing safe, too.
Yeah, exactly. Playing it safe where, you know, kids' movies. Gonna make the money back somehow, or it's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna be critically bad praise. I mean, it's gonna get critically bad praise, but it's gonna be one of the forgettable ones and shit like that. And I don't think he's ever adapted with the time, and I think it's just best for him to go away. I think you know what, the best thing for him to do is to stay away from comedy.
He hasn't done an action movie in forever.
I think it's time for him just to stay away from comedy. Maybe you know what? Maybe he can slide into horror or drama or something like that. I think it's time to test his other modes of acting instead of comedy now, or whatever, because his comedy is not working. And I mean, even when I go and say do horror and drama, still leave the comedy out of that shit, because they're going to give him lines or whatever, and I don't think he's... I mean, the guy, you just named a couple of them, but then he had more movies after that came out too, and his comedic timing and lines on them was just... They were fucking awful.
Like, he was, without a doubt, since he first started back with 48 Hours, he, from then until probably, I would say, Nutty Professor or Mulan, or you also throw in Dr. Doolittle, he was probably one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. And then I believe that was around the time, I'm not sure, but he had the hooker incident, and then bam, he's pretty much blacklisted.
You know what? I never really was that big of an Eddie Murphy fan.
I love the Beverly Hills Cop movies. I really do.
I never was that big. Like, everybody else had crazy, but I never was one of those people. I thought his stand-up was fine, but I guess because I was in the Paul Mooney, Richard Pryor, Red Fox era, I just thought Eddie Murphy was an up-and-coming to those guys or whatever, and I just didn't. I didn't relate to this guy. I thought his stand-up was fine. Coming to America, I thought it was a great movie. Harlem Nights, loved that movie. But I don't love that movie because of him. I love that movie because of everybody else in it.
Oh, yeah.
He's
a good voice actor because we've seen it with Mulan and Shrek.
Yeah, Shrek, he kind of got annoying to me. I'm not going to lie.
I would say in the third one, it was the same shit.
He was kind of getting on my fucking nerves in those Shrek movies. I was like...
Mulan, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was good because he wasn't on fucking camera the whole time. And plus, that movie had a lot more meaning than Shrek did. I don't know what the fuck the meaning was in Shrek. I think it was just a bunch of fucking fairy tales.
I think it was a spoof. I think it's considered a spoof.
Yeah, it pretty much is a spoof or whatever. Just all these fairy tales and shit like that. But, no, I was not that big of an Eddie Murphy fan to give to fuck.
No,
I do recognize his popularity and shit. And, yeah, his popularity went way downhill and shit. And he just started doing movies, man, that you just look at it and go like, why are you picking these?
It's like Nicolas Cage.
But the thing is, Eddie Murphy was one of those black, like you just said it yourself or whatever. He was one of those people that could have just easily went off and started producing his own movies and shit.
Yeah. I don't know why he's never done that.
He is easily one. Yeah, exactly. I mean, even Martin Lawrence tried to take a shot at that, and he's way bigger than Martin Lawrence or whatever. So I don't ever see why. Fucking Tyler Perry was able to fucking do it. I mean, shit.
Don't compare the two.
That's impossible to do. Eddie Murphy was definitely one of them stars that could have went up to one of them studios to say, "I want my own company, my own studio company. Sign me, especially at this time frame. Sign me $1 million $20 million contract to." Fucking start my own studio and shit. And I'll start producing my own fucking movie and shit.
Well, they're not now, because look at his track record.
Ain't nobody gonna want his ass now, shit.
No. I forgot about the triplet shit.
I thought it was off, but then they just made an announcement earlier this year that it was still on, so I was like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. So, they're back on the script of Schwarzenegger now wants to do it or whatever. So, unless that movie is successful.
Is he just dying for work?
I don't know. They've been talking about this movie since 2012, so. I think all three of them actors are dying for work, to be honest.
Well, Levito's doing pretty good with Always Sunny.
Yeah, but I bet he would love to get back on that TV screen. I mean, off that TV screen into the movie screen.
Yeah, and Schwarzenegger just seems... He seems he's, like, taking any role that's offered to him.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna offer him a movie.
Yeah. Question time. Ashley, she says, "Holy shit! Did you sound pissed off, P1? I was pissed off."
Not about this movie.
I didn't think this would be the movie that offended you. Yeah, it was. After you watching this, I kind of agree with you. But do you think people will listen to this and have an open mind about feeling the same way you did?
For $9.93, I think they would.
I don't know. I don't think nobody will go back and watch it, personally.
This $9.93, another forgettable movie.
Well, it was one of those movies that when it came out, yeah, of course people was going to watch it because of the effect. Like I said, the effect it had on people. But you come to fast forward to 2014 now where 9/11, as tragic as it is, we've seen comedians take shots at that now or make jokes about it. So I don't think nobody's really going back to watch this or whatever. Like, oh, I got to see a movie about 9/11. So I don't think people will go back and watch it. I mean, they're just going to go off memory now, unless you really are like a film buff and you just want to go back and it's like, oh, I don't remember it being that bad. Let me check it out or something like that.
I'm kind of curious if any of those people that ranked the movie high, like, you know, that high that year, if they ever went back to watch it again, like, a couple years after the fact.
I bet they did.
You don't think they did?
I don't think they did. I don't think nobody watched this. We've... 12 Years a Slave came out where we brought up, a lot of people talking about 12 Years a Slave where it was so dramatic and what they did and stuff like that. But there was other films that was being that were compared to like how bad were like the Holocaust films and shit like that. Did you ever hear anybody bring up
U-1993? No. I don't think anybody ever brought up a 9/11 movie.
No. Did you ever hear anybody talk about U-1993 at all?
No.
I don't even think... Fox don't even promote this fucking movie, so...
Fox doesn't promote a lot of shit.
That's all they talk about is now.
No, you're actually, that's a good point, yeah. This movie, it's like, it's a forgettable movie. It's not a forgettable part of history, but it's a forgettable movie. Even with a director like Greengrass?
Yeah, you know what, that's another thing. Greengrass, nominated for an Oscar. They brought up all his films. I don't remember this one being brought up at all.
Yeah, I don't remember, yeah, me either. Yeah, I remember they were talking about the fucking Oscars. Never mentioned that.
Talking about all the boring movies he did, shit like that.
That's a damn good point, yeah.
Yeah. That motherfucker probably don't even like this movie then. There you go. I just remember that myself now.
Well, we know why he made it.
Well, yeah, the cash grab. So, I don't know. The sensible people will go back and listen to the way what I said, but the biased people that say it was a tragic event, they won't. So I don't really give a shit. I'm not here to convince people's minds of how they should feel about it. Here to state a point.
And you've already said what they should watch if they want to know about 9/11.
Yeah. And President, I don't even think you should watch it.
I bet you people still have not not have seen any of these movies.
No, I'm completely with you on that. I hate to say, once again, we're going back into our territory. I hate to say this, whatever. I don't think people find 9/11 that all that interesting compared to all the other tragedies Americans have.
You know why? It's because they lived it.
You know what? You're exactly right.
If I lived during the Pearl Harbor shit, I probably wouldn't want to know anything about it.
That's a good goddamn point right there. That is a good fucking point you just brought up. I think 9/11. You know what? I completely agree with you. That is a goddamn good point right there. I think all the American tragedies we ever had back in history are so, like, that boring ass Lincoln movie. Do you think if people lived that today, they'd go watch that fucking movie at all?
No.
No, fuck no. But that movie not only was financially successful, people was crying during that movie. Thinking it was the most interesting thing they ever saw and shit like that.
Then
it
got beat.
Yeah, thank God, because the movie was fucking horrible. It was boring. And like I told you when I did my review of it, people were, there was two ladies sitting next to me crying, looking at me. And I was just looking at them like, why are y'all crying? Jesus, ain't a damn thing to cry about this movie right now. And so, and that theater was crowded. And I think you bring up a good point. It was like, yeah, 9/11 probably isn't all that interesting. It's because people lived it. We didn't heard the conspiracies of it. We didn't seen it. We was in the Bush era of it. I think people just want to forget that time.
Yeah. I mean, what's the other tragedy? Kennedy. JFK's forgotten, too.
You know what? The Abraham Lincoln thing, you can even throw that in there. The Abraham Lincoln story, I don't know why, but
Vampire Hunter?
Yeah, that one. We gotta find out if he's a hunter. obviously, racism. You brought up Pearl Harbor. Vietnam War. They always go to that shit. So, I mean, yeah.
There's not a lot of movies. How many movies are about the Vietnam War? Apocalypse Now, Full Metal Jackets?
Forrest Gump.
Fuck that. What war wasn't going on in that movie?
You know what? Yeah, what war would... He lived to be 100. He saw all the war.
I think he's fighting now.
What?
I think he's fighting now. I think he's over in Afghanistan.
Oh, okay. There's a real guy named Forrest Gump right now. He's fighting Iraq war right now.
Probably.
I think American, well, at least a sensible American, I think they're just tired of all this Middle Eastern terrorist shit right now. I'm so sick of hearing that shit now.
Yeah, if this movie, I would say, what if 1993, like, came out this year, you know, 13 years after 9/11?
Yeah, how about if, this movie, tried to make a statement and say, you know, fuck the Middle Eastern people and shit like that, then this movie probably would have a more memorable tone to it. You'd be like, whoa, this dude came out and pretty much said, fuck these people. You know, they did this, whatever. I don't think he was hitting any of the right beats for to make this movie memorable as far as putting the blame on someone or anything like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta be controversy in these movies you make about tragedies to...
You gotta put your own statement on it.
Exactly. You gotta make it somewhat memorable by, like you said, by putting your own statement on there or whatever, or they're hitting. You gotta hit soft spots that people don't want to see and shit like that.
And Greengrass doesn't have, like, his own... Well, I'm trying to think on the Bourne movies. If he has his own little thing.
I know he did that that PTSD scene in Captain Phillips pretty goddamn well.
Yeah. He probably researched that shit.
He should start working on that. Because he did that pretty goddamn well. I was like, wow. That looks amazing.
But... If the movie opened up now, it would have to be, because due to the fact of what's going on now in the Middle East, I think it would have to be a big fuck you. To make differentiate itself from any other movie.
Yeah, it would. I mean, I was just reading the other day that, you know, all the shit that's going on in the Middle East right now. A 6-year-old girl got caught in a grenade explosion and shit.
Yeah.
Blew her arm off, blackened out her eye, she can't talk now. She came to America to get a treatment, facial reconstruction surgery and stuff like that. And they gave her like a robotic arm and shit to use. And she went back to her home country and she got like a late night call. Her parents got a late night call saying we got to get her out of the country because they're coming to kill her now for getting treatment in America. They felt like she betrayed the country by getting treatment out here and shit.
Yeah.
So she's in L.A. right now, an adoption center or something like that, adoption agency. I was like, God damn, dude. When you make a movie about that, you start hitting points like that, man, you're going to leave an impact.
I mean, 12 years, what you want? You hated white people after the movie, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Not only do you hate the white people in that movie, but you love them too because their acting is so convincing. It's like, God damn, dude. They make you believe like that you're in that time frame right now. It is so goddamn convincing on how it is, where it's just like, oh my, when I walk out this theater, am I going to see fucking horses and shit or something like that? And I don't think this United 93 had that. I don't think it hit a sensitive spot with anybody. I don't think it touched anything.
You know what? It played it safe.
Yeah, it did. All it did was talk about fucking planes all day and shit. It's like, dude, you got a 9/11 incident here, and you're talking about fucking planes?
I know, if I want to learn about planes, I'll take aviation school.
Yeah, I'm going to watch Nonstop with Liam Neeson then. Yeah.
They talked about planes better on that movie.
Yeah, I'll watch Flight with Denzel, whatever. How to fly a plane upside down just in case I ever get in this incident or something. I mean, shit.
And drunk.
Go ahead.
And drunk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, drunk and high on cocaine and alcohol. So yeah, I mean, shit. Yeah, like you said, if I want to learn about fucking planes, I'm going to take aviation school then. I'll fucking go to, DeVry University or some shit like that. Learn about the fucking planes or something like that shit. I ain't trying to learn about what the fuck the planes happened in the what happened with planes and command centers and shit like that. Fuck that.
This kind of seemed like a recruitment video.
Jesus Christ. Oh. Wow, that's horrible.
I think Black Hawk Down is a recruitment video for a military. And I think this is going to be a recruitment video for aviation people.
Let's see a recruitment video. Watch Act of Valor. That's
oh, yeah, it is. It is.
Your ass, like, goddamn, I'm not subtle about this shit at all.
That's why they have real people, real Marines.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I got a question from Deborah Albert here. She says, we're not expecting a fucking it. Damn, that was a serious fucking. You goddamn right it was. Do you think most directors see incidents like 9/11 as a cash grab or Oscar snatch?
I would say it's dependent on the director.
I would say yes.
If it's like a Quentin Tarantino, he's going for the fucking cash grab.
Yeah, exactly. He's going for a cash Oscar grab. Well, yeah, Quentin Tarantino can do anything. He'll get an Oscar if he puts it around the right goddamn time, shit.
Not Best Picture or Best Director.
Yeah, he'll get fucking nominated for something. Well, didn't he get nominated for Best Director?
He did, but he didn't win. He won Best Script for Bastards.
Yeah, let's be real. That shit came out of nowhere for fucking Django. Come on.
Oh, Django. Yeah, it was Django.
At this point, it's just like, if he puts a film out when it's Oscar season time, it's going to get a nominative somehow.
What's his new one coming out? The Western?
I forgot the name of that shit.
That's going to be nominated. But if you were an up-and-coming...
Django's not a comedy. Man, whatever. It's a
it's a full-on satire, making a hero for the black people. It's like, what?
If you were a hero for a black person, you would have gave Jamie Foxx a bigger role.
How can you say this is not a comedy, Quentin? Are you out your fucking mind? Man, that dude is sniffing some serious coke, man. Did you ever see his promotions he did for that movie?
No.
Like, oh, Jesus Christ. They're fucking horrible. Like, he tries to act black on them. He's just like, I got my main man, Jamie, here, man. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it. I just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Was he high?
Make this nigga stop, please. Just make him stop. I swear to God. Somebody got in his ass about that film, too, whatever. He didn't want to do the interview. He kind of walked out on the dude, too, and shit like that. And I was just like, is he Quentin? He can't take hard questions and shit. He gets pissed off about that shit.
But if you're an upcoming director doing something like this, if this was not Greengrass doing this movie, and if it was like a no-namer, first-time director, independent, because this was an independent movie, would you consider a cash grab or an Oscar?
Cash grab.
Cash grab?
It came out too early when the whole 9/11 stuff was talking. So yeah, cash grab.
What's too early? What's how soon should a movie come out after an incident like that?
Well, because remember, I was still in fucking high school when this movie came out and shit. So you know, the 9/11 was still being talked about, shit, what they were going to do with them towers and. You know, Bush was still in charge, so, you know, everybody was still running that conspiracy around him and shit, saying he was involved and shit like that. So, I mean, comedians that I used to listen to were making jokes about this deal or whatever. So, I mean, well, not jokes about the 9/11 incident, but jokes about how Bush was involved and shit like that. So, this was definitely fucking cash grab. Just you're taking a profit off of mourning people to see if you can get some. Because it wasn't telling you shit. It's not sympathetic at all. There's nothing to be sympathetic about in this movie at all, except I know how this incident is going to turn out.
Yeah. That was pretty much like Titanic without the love story.
Yeah. I think that's what made 12 Years a Slave so fucking interesting, is that it's not about slavery, it's about this man, Solomon Northup, who nobody knew nothing about, who was a free man who got tricked and stolen into slavery, and then after 12 years of fighting his way through it and surviving through it, making his way back to his family, only to find out that he was killed by the same people that stole him. Whatever. So it's about his story or whatever. So the movie's not, a lot of people are like, oh, it's about slavery and how bad it's like. No, it's about this man right here, his journey through this shit that he had to go through. The slavery part is second story to this guy.
Yeah.
Here, it literally played off the fucking plane attacks and shit. The plane, that shit was boring.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
You hit it on the head when you're in the review, when you said it wasn't no fucking characters to fuck. You don't give a fuck about the terrorists, you don't give a fuck about the people on the plane, you don't care about none of these people. Mm. So to me, it felt like I was just watching another fucking bad amateur movie. I expect better from Greengrass, to be honest, who have made one of my favorite movies of last year, which was fucking Captain Phillips. I expect much better than him, because I know he can do better than that.
Well, he improved himself over the years.
That is true, but Greengrass is definitely a character director. You wouldn't know that in this movie.
Yeah. It's like, who are you really trying to, like, convince in this? Are you rooting for the terrorists or are you rooting for the passengers? You don't know.
You know what? And that's the thing, too. You don't really... I completely agree with you, because the movie opens up with the terrorists praying and shit like that. Like, the Middle Eastern people, they're praying and they're saying we have no choice, nothing like that. So he's like, okay, why? This is a movie. Set up some reason why they have to do this. Why are they sweating like this? Why is this so hard for them? Am I supposed to be on their side, or am I supposed to feel sorry for the people that's on the plane? Oh, wait, they just bump rush these terrorists, so now I don't. Really, even after an hour, they finally bum rushed these terrorists, whatever. They waited till the plane got that low to the ground to bum rush these terrorists. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Alright. Okay. So yeah, I would agree with you. I think it depends on the director, and it would depend on the film. If he's telling a story, then it couldn't be a cash grab. I mean, it'd be really telling the story. I mean, Fruitvale Station. That was a perfect example. That wasn't a cash grab or anything like that, because I got limited release and shit, so.
Yeah. Chef?
That was a first-time director.
Was it Chef? Well, Favreau directed Chef, didn't they?
Yeah. Chef, yeah, you know, Favreau loved making those indie films, too, so.
He does. Swingers, yeah.
I mean, he's a, I think he's a good director as far as he can go out and make his Iron Man film, and then, or a big budget film like that, and then come back and tone it down.
Go back to his roots.
Like, yeah, I think he's find a perfect guy. Critics love him. Let's go ahead and say, critics love his ass.
It just, maybe it's because he came off a Bourne movie.
That could be why.
Because he,
or maybe he thought this shit was interesting. I don't know.
I don't know. Nobody knows anything he's done before Bourne.
Maybe no, he will always be known as Bourne.
Yeah. Well, even over Captain Phillips.
Well, I think that he'll be known for Captain Phillips is for that fucking Somali going, look at me.
I'm the captain now.
I think I'm the captain. Dude, that dude is crazy. Man, I saw that guy at the SAG Awards, man, that dude was freaking me out. I was like, I don't want to be nowhere near that guy.
Isn't he bankrupt?
He's a nice dude. He's a nice guy, too, at that.
Isn't he bankrupt?
I heard something like that, but I don't know.
He's in a Judd Apatow movie.
I heard, apparently, I heard he drives limo. He's a limo driver.
That's and, cool.
That's how he got founder for the movie.
Oh. That may, whatever.
So, I don't know if that considers him bankrupt, but he was just an average Joe. Let's just say that. Yeah, he was an average guy, and then, you know, I guess he's giving a limo ride to a van. He's like, wait a minute, you're some dude, working on it. Dude, we got a perfect movie for you. You got to be in it, dude. I think you can do a good job. So, go to limo driver to look at me. I think Captain. I was like, that's pretty good acting.
That wasn't acting. He was being his real self.
He's being serious. He really was bankrupt. He needed that money. He needed that ship. last question I got here is Alex. He said, going back in this movie, I used to like it, but rewatching it after listening to this review had me second guessing it. Is there any film you guys loved and rewatched it and thought differently?
We've had this question many times.
Yeah, I think we've had like 3 times maybe or something like that.
Forrest Gump still sticks with me.
You like that movie? And then
I thought, I'm like, oh, this is a good movie. Well, that came out in 94?
7?
No. 94. And I was 13. I didn't know any better. I'm like, oh, okay, this movie's kind of cool. And then, you know, watch it as a fucking adult, you're like, this is fucking bullshit.
I think it's fine. I just don't think it's as great as everybody said it is.
Oh, it's not as great as everybody says it is.
Well, then again, I don't know how great it is, because I'll never hear nobody talking about it, so
well, it's re-released in September.
We'll see then. Well, when September rolls around, we'll see.
Are you seeing it?
No.
I won't either.
I'm not going to fuck about seeing Forrest Gump back in screen, no.
And there's nothing to see. There's no 3D, there's no dinosaurs, there's no ship crashing.
It wasn't a product of his time that you had to see in theaters, so no, I don't know. I don't see no fucking reason why.
It was an animated movie like Lion King. There's no reason why it's being re-released. Is the studio really hard up for money?
Maybe they're trying to cash grab off Tom Hanks or something like that. I don't know. It's like, Tom Hanks got a movie out this year?
Fuck. He has a movie once a year. He's got something coming out this year.
He's supposed to have a movie out every year. He had 2 last year, both up for awards. Get his fucking ass up. Yeah, re-release a movie of his. Which one did people love the most? Put that Forrest Gump shit out there. Yeah, they'll love that shit.
What they should put out is Big. Or Saving Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan and fucking IMAX.
Saving Mr. Banks and IMAX.
No, he does not have a movie coming out this year.
That's like, that's in the Disney vault, bitch.
He does not have a movie coming out this year. That's fucking weird.
What since we answered this question before, I don't remember none of the answers I gave. Do you remember any of the answers I gave?
Movie Halloween 2.
The Halloween franchise.
Yeah, you said you watched the whole thing.
Watched the whole thing because I didn't know which one was going to win, and AMC had them all showing, so I just like watched them day by day, and I was just like, wow, this franchise is not as great as I used to think it was. Jesus Christ. Oh my God, that was some shit for your ass right there. I was like, whoa. Oh. Why did that one win again? I'm still trying to get that.
I don't know. Well, are we going to do it again this Halloween?
I was geared up to talk about that first one. I really thought that was the one that was going to win. I was like, yes, we're going to talk about the original. And then next time, the second one, I was like, what?
Well, at least it wasn't Rob Zombie.
Oh.
Or Resurrection. Or Resurrection. Well, Resurrection would have been fun because we would have been ripping on Busta Rhymes.
That's a good one for me, Z.
Yeah, I would say Halloween 2, because that movie was the shit as a kid, and then, like, wow, this movie sucks.
Why is that movie good as a kid to us, though? That's what I'm trying to understand.
I would say because there's so many people got killed in it.
My God, man. Nostalgia must have been fucking with us as kids, because that first one must have been that good where we just blanked out how bad the second one was and just said, oh, it falls. I don't remember the soundtrack even turned into some techno shit, too. I was just like, wow, I don't remember any of this shit. Is this like a remastered version?
They re-released it.
Jesus Christ, the George. Get a somehow? Or did Rob Zombie take over the whole franchise in general?
He probably did that. They're making a Halloween 3.
Jeez.
I don't think Zombie's name's on it, but
the Halloween franchise, yeah, that's definitely a good one. I'm with you on that one, man.
I'm gonna go on a limb, and the movie got bad reviews.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I kind of liked it. That movie North. Yeah.
What was it?
North. Remember with Elijah Wood?
Yeah, the Elijah Wood film and shit.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked that as a kid.
Yeah, I can see you liking that as a kid. I see a lot of people like that as kids.
And then I watched it a couple months ago. I'm like, wow, this movie sucks.
Oh, I got one. What was that movie we saw? Oh, The Labyrinth.
I like that movie still.
I didn't like that movie. Liked this kid. Did not like it growing up.
We did actually review a movie not that long ago that you said that movie completely changed as a kid when you watched it before. You said it was completely different.
Human Centipede.
Day of the Dead?
Oh yeah, that was definitely one of ours, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that movie seemed a lot better back then.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be cool. I was like, it's gonna be awesome, dude. Going back to classic, then you watch it, and it was like, whoa. Shit's boring. The remake, Dawn of the Dead, too. I remember how awesome I thought that was. Then rewatching, I was like, well, it's not really all that great.
I think your main point is because of her, Sarah Polley.
Yeah.
You just talked about her on another podcast, didn't you?
Yeah, actually, I did. I talked about how shit she was.
But, yeah, I mean, I still like the original Dawn. Oh, wait, From Dusk Till Dawn, that was it.
Oh, yeah, Dusk Till Dawn, yes, that's the movie. Loved it as a kid.
Totally different, like, 10 years, 15 years later, whatever.
Matter of fact, as a kid, I remember loving the vampire part more than the first part. I was like, that first part's stupid, get that out of there, I want to see the vampire part. And then as an adult, I remember switching my opinion. I was like, actually, this first part is cool right here. This is what's cool. The vampire part is silly as fuck.
Oh, yeah. The first part was so, like, in the scene with the cop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was so awesome.
as a kid, I'm just thinking like, okay, another shoot 'em up. But then when he gets to the end of Vampire, but now as an adult, when we rewatched it and reviewed it, I'm like, I want to see this first half right here. This is about the Gecko Brothers. What was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that. Fuck these vampires and shit like that. But that's a lot of fucking films though. So.
Yeah, I remember we talked about a few of them that we were like, wow, this movie really changed.
Yeah, From Dusk Till Dawn was definitely one of those.
I remember that. I remember you said this.
From Dusk Till Dawn and the Halloween franchise, that was definitely those two. Halloween definitely, because I remember saying like Michael Myers to me is still iconic. Well, he's still iconic and shit like that, whatever. But then definitely when we had that poll up for all the movies and AMC just conveniently was playing all of them. That same weekend, we talked about it, doing that stuff, and I just rewatched all of them. I was sitting there just looking like, my God, I'm so dumbfounded right now of how bad these movies are getting. They're getting worse as they go along.
Well, would you really think Michael Myers is still iconic if those movies were shit?
You know how people are with nostalgia. Oh, this was a classic, it's iconic, this is how it happened, whatever. And anything that gets made after that is going to be shit now. I mean, we've seen the same thing with RoboCop, the remake of that. It's like, they can't remake RoboCop. RoboCop is an iconic character. Whatever. It's like, okay, we're seeing that with the Ninja Turtles right now. We see that all the fucking time. It's like, y'all do realize that most of that shit back then was horrible, right?
Yeah, because I think when I watch Turtles, I'm like, it's a lot better than the original movie.
Which one?
The new one.
Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so too, personally. Like, someone tried to tell me in a, someone told me online or whatever, saying, I don't like these new turtles because they tried to make them hip.
They were always hip.
Thank you. He was just, and you know what he told me? He said, CP1, you're just not a fan or whatever. You don't understand what a truck. I was just like, you mean to tell me they weren't trying to make them hip in those two movies back then? They had Vanilla Ice. They were fucking folding their arms in gangsta poses. You trying to tell me they wasn't trying to make them hip? Come on now.
Yeah. I was a huge... Even the cartoons were hip.
They always tried to be hip. They all... I mean, if anything, this one was the least trying to be hip.
Yeah, they were.
I don't get that nostalgia. I don't know. I don't see how people let that affect their brains or whatever when it's an old franchise that people touch. No, I don't get that shit, but that's neither here nor there. But people, that's been another edition of Throwback Tuesday, episode 62. I'm the phenomenal one, MoviesportsPodcast.com.
Z from the fancritic.com.
And we'll catch you people next week on another edition of Throwback Tuesday. Later, bye.
See y'all.